return from our break. Carla, can you please read item number 677, resolution?
Adopt the recommendations in the Pearl District Access and Circulation Plan.
Thanks. When I ran to be on the Portland City Council, I said that I wanted to be Transportation Commissioner. And I wanted to be Transportation Commissioner so I could bring a new emphasis on the issue of transportation safety. So when in July of 2005, Mayor Potter assigned me the responsibilities on oversight of the Bureau of Transportation and transportation in general, we undertook a first-time-ever study of the most dangerous intersections and the most dangerous corridors in the city. Dangerous in terms of, for all modes. And what we found as a result of that is that the corridors that the city was rife with dangerous corridors and dangerous intersections, and that we have had the necessary but often gruesome task of prioritizing the worst of the worst for transportation. It is well known that we have a maintenance backlog like every other major American city. But it is not as well known in this city or in other cities that we also have a safety backlog as well. And it's everything from missing or outdated, antiquated signals to lack of pedestrian islands, median islands, to general lack of signage for the various modes. Speeds that are posted too high and speeds that are posted low, but the actual traffic is consistently too high. So the three corridors of the city that came up as the most dangerous, in addition to specific intersections in every part of the city, that we have prioritized work on since I've been Transportation Commissioner are the streets and intersections along 122nd, 82nd Avenue, and Foster, with parts of Powell as well. And the third area that we are addressing today, and appropriately, after we've worked on these other two areas of the city, these other two corridors of the city, is the Burnside, Gleason, and Everett corridor, and how they all sort of intersect and converge in the Pearl District and along Burnside. And the plan, the Pearl District Access Plan, Access and Circulation Plan before the City Council today for consideration by resolution, would establish, if approved, the first ever transportation plan for the Pearl District. It combines elements of about 10 plans that you can see on page 2 of the document. But this is the first organic plan for the Pearl District, and it sets out everything from travel, use of various streets, the vision to improve streets and corridors, use of those streets. It came as a result of about 3 years of work, internal and external, two open houses, upwards of 14 stakeholder advisory committee meetings, and then a lot of specific tailored meetings around specific areas in the district after that. This does also move forward the enhanced existing project that was called for as part of the work to improve Burnside. So you recall that the City Council prior to two members of the City Council adopted back some time ago the CUPA plan. I studied it, looked at it, moved forward a version of it, which the Council approved. It remains the long-term vision for Burnside. But on June 22nd, 2011, I also said that I would not be moving forward with the couplet plan because we didn't have the resources to do it. It might be the best alternative for improving safety and accessibility, but I didn't see that we had the resources, and we were not going to have the resources anytime soon. So we do have resources, though, to move forward portions of it to provide left turn signals, safety improvements on Burnside, safety improvements that are focused on updated signalization. And we also have resources to do another 5 traffic signal and priority locations around the Pearl District. So it's a total of, and I have an amendment to my resolution that basically says authorizes PBOT to move forward on installing 7 traffic signals in priority locations as referenced in Figure 10. And Figure 10 is on page 19, and 2 of those would go on Burnside to provide for left turn signals. We haven't decided exactly, although you'll see on page 19 the recommendations. We haven't exactly decided where the signals will go. We'll do that in consultation with SAC, and the actual final placement will be based on the city's traffic engineer. But 2 will be on Burnside, and 5 will be within the district. And if you've ever traveled to the Pearl District, part of its success has created a transportation gridlock in addition to safety issues. So with that, I'll turn it over. Oh, so second. I'd like to thank you. Move my amendment. It's been seconded. Unless there's council discussion, Carla, would you please call the roll?
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Very happy to vote aye.
Adams?
Aye. Who would like to begin?
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. Mauricio Leclerc, a Senior Transportation Planner with the Portland Bureau of Transportation. We're here to adopt the plan and the amendments that the Mayor indicated. I have a PowerPoint, and if you don't mind, I would like to just, in the interest of time, we'll jump right into it, and I'll try to go as fast as we can so we have time for other things in discussion. So I'll see. Look at the poster.
All right. So with me is Grant Moorhead, transportation planner. He's going to move a map up here. And Lewis Berger.
I think that works. So with me is Grant Moorhead, transportation planner, and working the project, and so is Will Wardrop, engineer for this project, and John Gillen, he's our policy supervisor for the transportation planning division. We also have members of the stakeholder advisory committee here. So purpose, adopt the plan. That includes, as the mayor alluded to, multimodal improvements that will go briefly through them, and the recommendation changes to the transportation system plan, the street classifications, which basically say how the street should function. And that's, we're going to roll into the comprehensive plan that is currently happening, so, and the TSP will be amended in about the end of next year. So public process, we had 14 meetings with a sincerely terrific stakeholder advisory committee. Made of residents, businesses, and educational institutions, PNCA, motor representation from bicycles and pedestrian advocates, and official representation from the Pearl District Neighborhood Association, and the Pearl District Business Association, and the Northwest District Association. We had 2 open houses, one in the beginning to set the framework and the goals, one at the end to check our ideas against the public. The second one, we had over 100 people, and the support was very overwhelming, I guess, in favor of the recommendations. So first, we're working the goals. The goals for the plans are to provide a balanced transportation system for all the modes, enhance access and mobility through a growing area of the central city, improve safety, enhance the livability that the Pearl is famous for, enhance connections to the river and adjacent areas, such as the downtown, such as Northwest, and support the sustainability goals of the city. In terms of context, again, a multimodal transportation plan that will support the growth and change of the Pearl. The Pearl has, as the map can indicate, there's still a lot of change that can happen. All this area is still to be developed. including many sites over here. The forecast are that it was going to grow up about 300% from 5,000 households to about 15,000 households, and from 14,000 jobs to 20,000 jobs by 2035, this metro projections. So the plan also guides infrastructure investment over time. How are we going to sequence the investment to support and catch up with the development that's already happening again? We also used the committee to do some to adjust the transportation network as it's been as we're working on this plan. The project is a very dynamic place. For example, we worked with the committee to find a full sidewalk for Vestas, and we modified the couplet that's been implemented by the streetcar loop. We also relocated streetcar stop half one block north. We retimed signals at Everett and Gleason, where we have the signals to slow down traffic to downtown speeds and facilitate bike travel and safe flow. And implemented the particular Green Street recommendation we can hear to council in January, I think. So in terms of circulation, we looked at different alternatives. We ended up deciding that what's there today works for now and the future. We have a system of one ways and two ways, the access streets, the portals. You know them, you know, Burnside, Broadway, NATO in the north, and the couplet system of 10 and 11th, 14 and 16, and the new one, which is Lovejoy and Northrop. So, when we looked at this, we wanted to maintain traffic flow, access to for private vehicles, but also encourage non-auto modes, bicycle, walking, and access to transit. So as a micro circulation idea, we have new traffic signals identified in the plan, new enhanced crossings, traffic calming throughout the district, bicycle intersection improvements, we'll show one in a minute, and changes in street circulation, just one in the brewery blocks right here, 12th Avenue. We also identify priority locations for where the signals should be, as the mayor alluded to, and they are basically in the corridor along Cooch, right here, at 11 and 10, and Cooch at Broadway, plus signals at 13th and Everett and 13th and Gleason. But also we have other improvements along 14, for example, such as here's an example in front of the REI, which sees a lot of pedestrian volumes. Basically extended curb extensions and potentially a beacon that tells cars to stop. Then we worked on specific corridors, study areas. We have several of those, and that's what this map indicates, and we'll just jump right into it now. We'll be very brief to touch what the issue is. First, as a result of the new couplet, the new bikeway is Marshall, which is between the couplet. So what's happened is a lot of traffic are using Marshall to get westbound instead of using Northrop. So pretty much negating the benefit of the bikeway. So we come up with a semi-diverter that we're going to be testing this summer to push cars, vehicles to do what they're supposed to do and what we're planning for, which is to Northrop. For NATO, the existing configuration up here calls for three lanes. We have five now in no street parking and no bicycle lanes. We have two concepts that could be phased in or could be standalone projects. Basically, let me see. One option, concept A, provides bike lanes and in both directions in parking on the north side. Parking is very needed in this area to serve, for example, the Centennial Mills redevelopment that doesn't have room for off-street parking. Another concept is to make it more of a boulevard over time with a median, trees, and it could provide parking on both sides. This is what it might look at concept A. We're also improving freight access into 9th Avenue. For the Broadway Bridge, it has four lanes north of Hoyt, but three lanes, Broadway is three lanes south of that. So we are recommending that instead of having this, the four lanes, be changed to a three-lane configuration and provide a buffer for bicyclists. When you come down the Broadway ramp, there's a lot of people are coming fast, they're making a turn, a sharp turn, and I think this will provide a safety buffer for cyclists who come down with traffic at fairly high speeds, coming down the ramp, We have about 4,000 riders every day. For Hoyt, again, we have a three-lane configuration. We're proposing a two-lane configuration, as you can see, to add bike lanes in this district, in this stretch. So basically, the big idea is to go from the bridge, access the power blocks, and then go down the power blocks and connect through Burnside all the way down downtown into PSU. So we're connecting the Belt District and whatever may happen here in the post office with at PSU.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So is the dotted line on 8th here meant to indicate that, because there's no street there now, that at some point your intention is to put a bike lane so it comes through?
Yes, basically here PNCA, the federal building, you know, has acquired a site and we're going to redevelop it. This is now a parking lot, it's going to become a park, and this is going to be a ped bike connection.
Right.
So basically, bicyclists could use this connection. This is, would be a street, and it would tie the system as part of this that project.
And presumably that's been vetted with PNCA?
Yes.
They would like that because it's currently not accessible.
So yeah.
Opening it up for bike ped.
That is correct. And we have PNCA here. So moving down, the north power blocks, it has a pretty generous space. We would like to provide, as you can see here, 36 feet. We'd like to provide a buffer, a bike lanes and a buffer area to better, you know, signalize that this is a bike movement, you know, through the park blocks to connect both sides of Burnside, downtown and Pearl. So for the 12th Avenue, as I mentioned, change the configuration. It's a strange, it's an enamel in the Pearl, one street that goes from downtown as a one-way to Davis and then becomes a two-way, which doesn't have a pair. It's not a couplet that is paired with 13th, for example. So the idea would be to extend the two-way further south. We tried to go to Burnside. We couldn't make it work, but at least one block would get people who are going southbound, particularly bikes, access to Whole Foods and then to access Scooch to Powell's, for example, two big attractions. Today, they're forced to go on 11th, for example, which has streetcar tracks and a lot of traffic. Yes.
Why couldn't you push 12 south?
Oh, well, we went through a lot of analysis. Yes, basically, you see this block over here? It's very short, and there's a lot of demand for people trying to take a left and a right onto Burnside, a lot of pedestrian activity. There's not enough storage capacity, and basically jammed up this area of Burnside South here. Burnside takes most of the green time, so it gives very little time for 12 to clear the traffic. So basically, we couldn't quite make it work. Also, if you extended the bike and the two-way, it was hard to accommodate bikes south of that. We were kind of putting bicycles onto Burnside by default, and that's not a nice place for them to be. So we ran into issues like that. Perhaps with a future configuration of Burnside, and as a couple, we may revisit that stretch. At 14th, you can see a car here going right into this area. Where is it? And just using the bike lane, which is actually disappears all the time because nobody's parked here, and that they just try to beat traffic and come from the freeway and turn right onto Everett. So to protect bicyclists and to discourage that illegal movement, we're suggesting a curb extension and enhanced bicycle facilities. At 15th, as you keep going on 14th, I'm sorry, this is a new laptop for me. A bicyclist could come to Gleason, have a place to rest, and then when the signal changed, they will continue further west. We will provide a curb extension to facilitate pedestrian traffic through this area that gets a lot of right turns onto the freeway and across the I-405, and provide enhanced bicycle lanes, as you can see in the drawing. And at Cooch and across I-405 right here, we picked up a recommendation from the Burnside Cooch couplet concept and provide some modifications and simplify the intersection and provide enhanced treatments for pedestrians and cyclists. And actually, we work with ODOT and this design. They are happy with that. And actually, they're sponsored a grant to make this happen. And we submitted a grant, and we're hoping to get our results this summer, July. Hopefully, it was accepted. So that's a snapshot of some of the projects. We have about 35 or 36 projects in it. We also have transportation system plan changes. I'll go very quickly. In terms of bicycle, The bicycle master plan laid a new framework for the Pearl District. We pretty much embraced those recommendations and provided implementation tools, you know, projects, how we implement the plan. We're also suggesting removing Lovejoy from the network of the bike network because it's just full of tracks right now, spoiler street, because it's not a function. It's not an easy place to move as a bicyclist. For pedestrians, we want to extend the city walkway, which is the streets that get high priority for pedestrians and treatments and enhancements. Pretty Grove, because of the Green Street that we just approved. Extend 13th, which is a signature street in the Pearl, part of the First Thursday Festival. And also Cooch extended to the end of the Pearl at Broadway. In terms of traffic, pretty much we want to reflect, the TSP to reflect the new nature of circulation in the North Pearl with the couplet of Northrop and Lovejoy, as well as decrease the hierarchy of streets for 14 and 16 north of Gleason. 14th and 16 are important streets south of Gleason. It provides a lot of traffic and access to the freeway. But north of Gleason, really, and 14th is one lane. It just serves the two neighborhoods. So we think that it should have a lower classification and more of a local access classification in and out of the district. So that's all I have in terms of the implementation. As the mayor alluded to, installed seven total, but five in the priority locations identified in the plan. They recommend the recommendation to the TSP as part of the TSP comp plan. Test the semi-diverter at Marshall this summer. Hopefully we have good news on the grant with all that, and we'll be able to move into implementation very soon, as well as we will seek funding for the many pedestrian and bicycle projects via multiple funding sources that we have in the city, state, and maybe in the nation. That's all I have.
One other question. Could you describe what the number 11 refers to, the orange line?
This is the Petty Grove Green Street. So basically, if you recall, we developed three designs here for Petty Grove as redevelopment happens. They can choose pretty much instead of having the typical street improvements in the Pearl streetscape, you have larger trees and better facilities.
What's the dotted line?
This is a private street owned by Host Street Properties, so we would like to extend the street. It will be extended when development happens. There's nothing going on here. There's the Fields Park, so this would, the Petty Grove would terminate at the field. This is a future street, basically.
Additional questions from council at this point?
We also have a couple of invited testifiers.
Did you want to say anything?
No.
Could you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Grant Moorhead with the Bureau of Transportation.
And you're an engineer?
I'm planner.
You're a planner?
Yes.
Okay. So Mauricio, you're an engineer?
No, I'm a planner.
Okay.
I'm going to do later.
Hey,
well,
hey,
you want to go then?
Commissioner Saltzman.
So there will be traffic signals now at Cooch at 11th?
Right, the final decision is pending, you know, the city traffic engineer and a little bit more analysis. But basically, it will be along Cooch, Cooch at Broadway. Mm-hmm. We have a big safety concerns there. Cooch at 10th, 11th, or 12th. Those are the candidates, I guess. Okay. Plus, we feel pretty certain about Everett and 13th and Everett and Gleason.
So some of the tenants, the funding for these signals are coming from tax increment as well. I should have mentioned that. So it's local resources, or it's resources out of the tax increment district. Mm-hmm. And there's a question on where the line is drawn on the street for one of those intersections. So that's, we might have to find a different source of funding for one of those.
I just think they need signals. The four-way stop is nice, but it's
pandemonium.
Yeah, it's pandemonium. And then the other thing, so there will be some left turn signals on Burnside, or is that the other?
That's not part of this plan, but part of the Burnside.
So I guess,
And
part of the question is, will all these lights,
the same funding package.
Will all these lights have the flashing yellow for the left turns, which I think is the standard these days? I know in the city of Beaverton, I'm sorry,
looking
to see
at
more
several options. It's not an easy thing to do, and we're looking at options.
If I recall correctly, the standard.
I haven't decided yet.
The The flashing, we'll get you written if that's helpful, but the flashing yellow lights can be problematic where you have high pedestrian, because then you still have people, the conflict. But we'll definitely, they're looking at those every chance they get. The engineer makes those decisions.
Question?
Yeah.
Does the plan reduce the number of on-street parking spots?
In spots, one or two. I think for the semi-diverter adoption, it removes parking along that block. One at Gleason at 15th, maybe relocates a loading zone at 14th and Everett, and it adds a ton more along NATO. There's no parking there. From 9th to 15th, we can add 50 on one side, for example, to serve Sentinel Mills and all that development, potentially double that or less on the south side.
And did you look at removing spots by intersections to increase the sight distances so that drivers don't have to edge into the intersection before they see if something's coming?
We did. It's something that is so low in the scale of things that we could be the two-year process could be five just to looking at that. Something that we do normally, and we identify some locations, and we also have maintenance ideas that we picked up, and some of them are these to adjust.
So in key conflict areas, Mauricio is very methodical and very precise.
I see.
And, but it, if I could summarize, and you tell me if I'm wrong, the Stakeholder Advisory Committee identified sort of the worst of the worst flashpoints and recommended removal of parking on some of those areas.
Yeah, but also in terms of visibility, we can always do that on a continuum
without
basis
a plan.
Because
right.
Visibility trumps some other,
right.
Safety trumps other things that we're trying to accommodate in the street.
And I very much appreciate both the committee's work and yours on this. And I think this, the issue that I'm raising is more of a citywide issue, I think, as we become more dense and enjoy our neighborhoods more.
Sure, one of the other advantages.
And you recall we did that up and down 21st and 23rd.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. The signals also help with visibility because
exactly.
The cars no longer have to be looking for a gap, but right. Rather they have the right of way at some point.
Thank you.
Other initial questions? All right, then if we could have Ms. Gardner, Ms. Baldwin, Mary, you're on the stakeholder committee?
I was.
Do you want to come? Are you testifying today?
I am.
Would you like to come up? Who else were, how many people signed up?
Six.
Eight, but some of them signed up.
Okay, great. Welcome. Thank you for all your work on issues all over the city. You are experts, the three of you especially, and others are experts on these and a lot of other issues. So thank you for your work. Would you like to begin?
I would, very much. Honored Mayor and City Council, it's my personal pleasure to be here today on behalf of the Pearl District Neighborhood Association. PDNA strongly supports the plan before you. It is a culmination of years and years of work from the neighborhood, the larger district, and our partners at the city. As you know, over the past 10 years, the Pearl District has been growing exponentially. Even in the midst of this current economic downturn, the Pearl has continued to grow. To give you an idea of that growth, in just a year's time, there will be over 600 new workers and 1,000 new units of housing, for example. And so it continues to grow even now. The purpose of this particular plan is to find a way for the infrastructure of the neighborhood so that it can reflect and augment that growth and help all the various forms of transportation thrive. You may remember that the Pearl District is both a pedestrian district as well as a bicycle district. Balancing the automobile, the bicycle, and the pedestrian was of primary importance throughout the many, many public meetings. This plan reflects that careful balancing. Some of the highlights of the plan that we are especially proud of are the following: the cycle track on the park blocks, the new cross-section of Pettigrove that joins Wallace Park and the Fields Park together and cements the idea of Pettigrove as a safe route to school, the identification of traffic lights and stop signs throughout the neighborhood to create a safer neighborhood, including safer neighborhood through better intersections, including our longstanding mass at 13th and Gleason and 13th and Everett. The numerous bicycle improvements that help identify this neighborhood as a bicycle district, and the change to 12th Avenue to bring it back into the fabric of the neighborhood and allow for cars and bicycles to link into Cooch Avenue. I was actually surprised today because I wrote here, our next collective step will be identifying funding strategies for these improvements, and I have to say I'm more than pleasantly surprised to hear that there is actually, the hardest nut to crack was the traffic lights. I mean, they're millions and millions of dollars. And I just want to, I definitely want to thank the, you know, the efforts of the mayor to find the funding for these stoplights. I thought I was going to have to bleed to get them. So I just...
You already bled.
So just, you know, that's a really pleasant surprise. I do want to say this, and I can't say this enough. Must be noted that the staff from PBOT, Mauricio Grant, and the engineer Lewis, have been exemplary throughout the process. They have been methodical and thoughtful in their approach, which has allowed the plan to move beyond any subjectivity. Sometimes plans can have subjectivity. There's very little subjectivity in this plan, into a really cohesive, objective plan. They listened to everyone, and then they tested everything at least twice before any conclusions were made. They were open in their process and extremely professional, which should give you great confidence in this particular plan, as well as create great pride in the work. You really need to know how well they did. And so just in conclusion, we urge you to, you know, vote for this plan. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ms. Baldwin?
Good morning, Mayor Adams, members of the City Council. Gwen Baldwin, 1020 Southwest Taylor, representing Whole Foods Market. Over the past year, Whole Foods Market has invested over $2 million in their Pearl store to create sort of an exceptional experience for their customers throughout the store. It's been a great success, and if you haven't come by, please do. and at the same time, our customers deserve an exceptional experience getting to and from our store, a safe one, an easy one, one that works within this great neighborhood that we operate in. And so the circulation plan before you today will do that. It will greatly improve our customers' experience getting to and from the store, regardless of whether they bike or walk or drive. I want to underscore Patty's appreciation and accolades to the PBOT staff, Mauricio Grant and Lewis. It is challenging work, but really the product is exceptional. But I also want to extend the appreciation that I have to the stakeholder advisory committee members who have dedicated hours and hours, months and months, plus
years and years,
so that other stakeholders don't have to sit in those meetings. So thank you so much for your efforts.
I'm just carrying more weight than others.
Mary, thank you very much.
Hello, and thank you, commissioners and mayor, for all the work you do. I want to say I would not want your job. But I'm here today to talk on behalf of this plan, and I don't want to repeat too much of what was said already. I would say the plan is a really strong one. It was well-researched. There was lots of stakeholder participation. I was one of those. I recommend that you endorse it. Most what I want to talk to you about today is from a business perspective. I was former CEO of Rejuvenation Incorporated for 10 years, and before that, the president of Hannah Anderson. Both of these are founded in Portland, Oregon, and headquartered in Portland, Oregon. And so from a business perspective, active transportation, funding active transportation, is the right thing to do. And it's right from two different perspectives. When I think about the hundreds of employees that I had over the years, those that walked, biked, and used transit were healthier. They helped manage healthcare costs. They were able to spend more of their income in our community. They had better attendance. They were more productive. So just from an employer standpoint, funding a plan like this is the right thing to do. From flipping my head and saying, now, if this was my business, investing in our current infrastructure and leveraging that farther by just getting more people to use the very same facilities but making it safer is the very best way to leverage money. So from those two perspectives, I really encourage, and I'm very heartened by, the funding that we were told about today, but to continue finding the funds to really invest in this infrastructure. This isn't just about the Pearl. This is a gateway to the city, to Northwest, across the Broadway Bridge from North Portland, So the amount of density in traffic is tremendous. And I'm going to just leave you with this one little observation, which I loved from walking up to the Pittock Mansion. Our founding father, Henry Pittock, was an enthusiastic cyclist. And he rode his bicycle to the very end of his life. Walking, cycling, and transit is not trendy in Portland. It's who we are. And I just encourage you to continue honoring that heritage. Thank you.
Thank you. He rode his bike up that hill. Yeah.
I don't think he lived in that house very long.
That was a strong man. Well, thank you as well. Thank you again to all of your great work. Who else have we not called?
We have five more people left. The next three, please, coming up are Dave Davis, Michael Hall, and Gene Harrison.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Dave Davis. I'm a business owner, and I live in the Pearl District, and I think this plan is off the charts. I've really got to commend everybody and all the years of work. It's going to improve my business, I guarantee you that. One question I have, you talk about the Broadway ramp, and you've made some corrections there, it looks like. Yesterday morning, this morning, Monday morning, I sat along Broadway in my car at 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, and I watched the volumes of traffic. Mauricio said 4,000 commuters a day. And I know, being a biker all my life, and I'm 70, and accidents happen. I've had them. Everybody has. Some more severe than others, but there are accidents waiting to happen on that stretch. You have a lot of commercial parking for delivery vehicles, vans, where you can't, as a biker, experience or not experience, can't view into the vehicle to see if the door's going to open, and it does. And Tuesday it happened, but the guy was alert enough to stop and prevent. But it could be quite an accident, like many of us have suffered, some of the life-threatening, believe me or not. You know, cars are right next to you. The door of the van covers the entire lane. There's no room for movement unless you're going to get into the traffic lane. But I would suggest you look at that, even though it's kind of petty considering all the work you've put into this. But I know that it's going to change some people's lives, perhaps already has, and we haven't heard about it. So I think it's worth taking a look at. But I can't commend you enough. It's a great program. Thank you.
Well, it's like businesses to plug themselves. What is your business?
I'm sorry?
What's your business?
Pearl District Properties.
Great. Thank you very much. Gene, welcome
hi.
Back. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How's retirement?
It's getting better.
Oh, okay. That didn't sound encouraging.
I'm retiring soon.
I need some inspiration.
Well, you know, it's the transition. I'm still transitioning from thinking one way to thinking another way, so that's why I come here every once in a while and try out my new role.
That's truly depressing.
We love seeing you.
Okay, I'll work up a better thing for you, really.
Lie to us. Tell us it's great.
I'm Jean Harrison, representing the NWDA Transportation Committee today. That's what I mean about transitioning. Thank you for allowing me to speak. We really appreciated being able to work on this plan with the Pearl and other representatives. It was an opportunity for us to see where we had common ground, and indeed we do. I'm here today to support the plan, of course, but also to plug a couple of the projects that benefit both of our neighborhoods. One of them is the improvements at Cooch and I-405 at the ramps that Mauricio spoke about. This is indeed a very difficult area to walk. It's a city walkway. Pedestrians use it all the time. It was one of my commute routes when I was working. And you have to be ever alert and vigilant as the cars speed towards the ramps. The improvements that are proposed, to my amazement, ODOT has supported them wholeheartedly and is looking at a grant application, and we truly hope that the grant application comes through, because I think these are a very high priority improvements. The second plug I want to make is for something that's dear to my heart, which is the Northwest Flanders pedestrian bicycle overpass. We almost got it once, and our neighborhood still wants it. We really think it's an important piece of infrastructure and hope that it does not get lost or dropped from the SDC list, which is where it's sitting right now. The third project Patty mentioned, it's the Petty Grove Green Street. We have also developed a proposal for the Petty Grove Green Street in our neighborhood up to Wallace Park. We don't have any vehicle to get that implemented right now, and we really don't want to have you lose track of the fact that the Green Street doesn't stop at 405. It actually is intended to extend all the way to Wallace Park, as is described in our neighborhood plan. So with that, I want to encourage you to wholeheartedly support this plan. It's very good.
Thank you, and thanks for your volunteer efforts with it. Hi, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to speak before the council, to the mayor and the council. My name is Michael Hall, and I'm Dean of Student Services at Pacific Northwest College of Art since 1995, when we were over at the Portland Art Museum. You're probably quite aware that of the expansion the PNCA is going through, moving into the 511 building and creating the art house in collaboration with the Powell family. So we are in a very dynamic state right now, and under the leadership of our President Tom Manley, we have aspirations to double our student population from the current 600 to about 1,200 over the next several years. A lot of these students will be young, 17, 18, 19. Many more and more of you are coming from out of state, new to Portland, maybe a little unaware of safety issues and needs. And as you know, we've had a couple of bicycle tragedies in 2007. We had two of our community members, Brett Jerolimek and Tracy Spaulding, that were killed in bicycle truck accidents within an 11-day period. And so we're very serious about bicycle safety, $5 bike helmets, $15 bike lights, bike safety. So we're very cognizant of the fact that not only in 2007, but just about every month, there's a student walking into our student services office saying that they got hit by a car, they T-boned a car, they fell on the tracks. You know, fortunately, knock on wood, there's been no further fatalities. But it's an accident waiting to happen these days, the way things are right now. So I just want to stress my appreciation to Mauricio and to Grant and to Lewis and to the quality of the work that's been done over these last 3 years. I've sat on that stakeholder advisory committee, and it's been wonderful. And but particularly and specifically in regards to PNCA, the extension of 8th Avenue, the work on that you'll see on the North Park blocks, the Broadway ramp. I'm a biker some days, and I got hit by a truck at the corner of Broadway and Hoyt, and I know what a dangerous spot that is, and personally know the need. It could have been worse, but it was pretty scary.
Sorry.
You know, we figure 30 to 35% of our campus community rides on a good day. That's not only students, but staff and faculty as well. And so, and a lot of people walk. A lot of people live up in the Northwest and walk down there. So we have a very... I'm out of time.
Oh, almost 30 seconds.
Okay, I'll move it fast. Hoyt Street, thank you to the Stakeholder Advisory Committee for paying special attention to that as we move into the 511 building. I'm thanking you for paying attention to these issues of safety, and I ask for your approval of this plan, and thanks.
Mayor, can I also just acknowledge, since our friends for PNC are here, that thanks to the Ford Family Foundation and the work of PNCA, RAC, Parks Bureau, and others, Memory 99, which is one of Lee Kelly's great sculptures, right, will reside in the North Park blocks. And it'll be temporarily placed in a location to be determined, but perhaps someday will reside in the park to be developed in front of the 511 building. So it's a tremendous gift to our community.
And we're going to turn it into bike parking.
Take that up with the artists.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Anybody else send it?
The last three are Rebecca Hamilton, Roman Kotabjov, and Reza Farhood.
Welcome. Welcome. Just need to give us your first and last name, and the clock will help you count down your 3 minutes. Who would like to begin? Go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Roman Kultaev. I'm a father of four children, and I live in the Pearl District the past 6 years. And I live in downtown area for about 9 years now. About 4 years ago, my family was featured in one of the Portland magazines as the biggest family in the Pearl. I don't think I any longer hold that title, and I'm really happy about it. But at that time, at times it felt like I wasn't only the biggest family in the Pearl, but we were the only family in the Pearl, especially during winter months. And we made a commitment to stay in the Pearl, and we are happy that we made this commitment. I also understand that city made a commitment years ago to bring families to the Pearl District and into downtown area, and I'm glad that the city is trying to hold up to that commitment. I had a fourth child, and that just shows that I am also holding this commitment up. And,
it shows what?
It is.
Is there someone you'd like to share that with?
I was dying to hear the last word.
You're trying to regain your number one status as the largest family?
No, but in fairness, I'm still living in the original studio he purchased.
So I just would like to highlight that the commitment does come. At times I would question that if this commitment has any benefits to it. And as a family that live life, active lifestyle, we bicycle, we walk around, we don't have a TV at home. And that means that we have to
consider... I think you should get a TV.
That we have to consider the entire neighborhood as our backyard. And we do use it as our backyard. And kids love it. And it may be because American cities are not built well to facilitate a family lifestyle because of the blocks. And if any of you walked with children just down the street, crossing the blocks is always an active duty of the parent to remind the children about, you know, we have to stop playing, we're now crossing, let's focus. And working on the advisory committee was great because I really appreciate the work that Mauricio and his team did for this committee and for the city. It was great because we could make some improvements that would definitely help families. I do want to highlight to the city council that there are certain things in the city that, as a person who lived in Europe and was born in Europe, it's difficult to understand how a city can balance the income that the city gets from parking spots on the street versus visibility of the intersection. And as a family who bicycles and cross streets all the time, I can tell you this is a risk that my family takes every time and many other families do. And if you just stick around long enough at the intersection to see what's happening, especially on 14th, where Ramona Building was over 100 kids right now, is you could see that this is just not safe. This is not safe. And
so I need you to
parking on the blocks would be definitely an improvement.
Thank you for your work on this and for making sure that it has the family-friendly perspective. Appreciate it. I say keep growing your family. I don't. Hi, welcome.
Good morning, Mayor Adams and members of Portland City Council. My name is Rebecca Hamilton, and I'm an appointed member of the Pedestrian Advisory Committee for the City of Portland. And I have had the pleasure of serving on the SAC for this plan for the past several months alongside a group of incredibly dedicated and passionate citizens. So I would like to echo the words of my fellow SAC members in congratulating and thanking Mauricio and his staff and being very considerate and attentive to the request of a very demanding group of people. But most importantly, I would like to urge you to adopt the Pearl District Access and Circulation Plan today. As the Pearl District has rapidly transitioned from an industrial and freight-dominated warehouse district into a mixed-use residential and commercial neighborhood, it has become one of the most pedestrian-intensive areas of our city. And the infrastructure has not kept pace with this transition. It is my opinion that the PDACP addresses the most pressing of these safety concerns for pedestrians, and I would ask for special attention to be given to the connections on the outskirts of the district, specifically, as Gene has mentioned earlier, the connection at 15th and Cooch, leading into the Northwest District, We're very happy to have worked with ODOT. What we feel are some very good solutions to problems of visibility and sight lines for that area. And in particular, we'd like to thank the city for funds that have become available for the crossing at Broadway and Coote. This is a critical intersection. It is terrible to cross right now, and we look forward to a great improvement here. So I'd urge you to adopt the plan, and thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for your service. Appreciate it very much. Hi, welcome.
Hello, I'm Ed Mayer, the Distinguished Council. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak today. My name is Reza Farhudi. I'm a land use planner by trade, an active transportation advocate, and also a Pearl resident. I'm here today to urge you to adopt the plan. Overall, I think it is a good one. It advances multimodal access and mobility. It prioritizes safety for all modes, and I believe it does a good job of calming traffic by putting more signals on streets like Everett and Gleason and Broadway. But I believe the plan needs to go further to advance active transportation objectives. So I want to, on a general note, I'm a daily cyclist, and as someone who believes the safest place to be on the street is in the middle of the lane, acting as a vehicle, I think that more education is needed to remind drivers that bicyclists are permitted to use the full lane, that they need to share the road. I've been the victim of several aggressive acts from motorists, whether it's honking, whether it's falling too close, or other things like that. So I feel like, and this is not just in the Pearl, it's in the entire city, but I feel like a more liberal application of share the road signs, shares, diverters on bikeways to prevent cut-through car traffic from going through our city's neighborhoods, and also signals that are timed to 12 miles an hour, like in downtown. I think those would greatly help reduce the disparity in speeds between vehicles and cyclists, and basically create a safer environment for us all. And then I have some more targeted improvements that I think that should be considered as well. I believe there is a need for better northbound bicycle access on Broadway towards Broadway Bridge. Right now, there is no bike lane on Broadway. It's one lane northbound, and there's no bike lane on Broadway. And so I would suggest that there would be consideration then to either placing a bike lane or when signals are installed on Broadway, as recommended in the plan, to make sure they're timed to 12 miles an hour, just like they are in the rest of downtown. I have the desire to see Coote Street as a low-stress bike ped route in the lower Pearl between Pearl and Northwest. I would like to make sure that the diverters at 15th and 16th accommodate cyclists as well as pedestrians. I have concerns about where that the 405 northbound ramp coming from Burnside and 14th on its way to 405. Cars, traffic on that ramp basically have an uncontrolled intersection. They basically have the right-of-way, and I feel like it creates a danger to people who are crossing that ramp on Coote going east-west. So I feel like more should be done there. And then on 12th Avenue, I think that there should be consideration to convert all the way south to Burnside and even south to Stark. And if it can't be two-way for cars, consider maybe putting a contra-flow bicycle lane down to Stark so that bicyclists can be can connect from the Pearl to the Stark offered bike lane. Thank you.
Thanks for your comments. Appreciate your consideration of this. Anybody else?
That's all who signed up.
All right. Unless there's additional council discussion, Carla, would you please call the vote on the resolution to accept the plan?
Fish?
Well, first, because we're all likely to be contacted by fact checkers for local newspapers after this hearing, I just want to say that I do actually recall the mayor saying in 2004 he wanted transportation. And I may have had a front row seat, so yes. I wanted to say that that is an absolutely factually correct statement.
Thank you, Commissioner.
We can take that off.
Find a way.
And Murphy will no longer have to put investigative reporters on this one. And before I get to just the issue at hand, I just want to compliment Pete on something. We got some emails a few weeks ago from some folks that were volunteers at Bud Clark Commons that were getting parking tickets because they were parking out front, going in to deliver or pick up stuff, and were getting tickets. And I think it took PBOT about 48 hours to fix the problem. They ended up just creating an area where you could get temporary free parking in front of the building. And so we really appreciate the quick turnaround on that and the common sense approach. So thank you. I want to begin by just complimenting Mauricio Leclerc. I mean, he does a wonderful job, but of course everyone else has said that, so I'm just piling on. But congratulations to you and your team for a very thoughtful process. I want to wholeheartedly agree with Patty Gardner on the Green Street linking Wallace Park and the Fields, which is going to be tremendous. And Patty joined us for the groundbreaking of the Fields, and hopefully soon she will help us come up with a name for the Fields. You like the Fields?
Yes, they like the Fields.
It was a placeholder name that maybe it's become something more. But we'll skip the process on this. Let's just offer a friendly amendment, Mayor. We'll just get this done.
It's like the McFish comment.
Actually, our rules require you to be dead for 3 years at least. But I'm not asking you to
suspend the rules. I know people.
I spend a lot of time in that area with my 8-year-old kid because a couple of his favorite parks are in the Pearl. In fact, he broke his nose in one of them. And so speaking as a parent of a young kid, these are tremendous changes. And it is difficult to navigate, and perhaps someday if we crack the nut at the post office, we'll also take some of those heavy rigs out, which really just are not compatible with what we're building there. But I want to thank, also I just want to acknowledge that the reason I asked the question about the North Park blocks is that parking lot at the northern end is in fact city property and will become our newest park someday to the west of PNCA, and it's going to be an enormous opportunity. And I love the idea there'll be bike and pedestrian along 8th. There's already a cut through, it was already a street on the western side, but as soon as the federal government relocates the current user of that building and PNCA moves forward, we'll have a chance to do a placeholder park just with some kind of plain surface, and then we'll do a design process. But we're very excited about that, and this seems to very sensibly integrate that into the plan. So there's a lot here, and what's a pleasure for us is when all the accolades come from the members of the public and the participants who come forward and compliment the city team. That makes our job much easier. So thank you for a job well done. Mayor, thank you for your leadership on this. 8 years later, any regrets on taking transportation? Are you still
none whatsoever.
you could have taken an easy bureau like water or something.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
On vacation.
Please to support this fine work. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, this is a good piece of work, and Risha, maybe you can email me something. I've always wondered why there's not a Southwest 8th downtown, but I'm sure you know the answer. Somebody there, you can email it to me. It's a great piece of work. The Pearl District, I think as we all know, was mainly railroad yards, and it took, and there's been a lot of development, a lot of good development since, and it's really become not only a solid anchor in people who live downtown and live and work downtown, but also increasingly I was part of the effort to help make this more of a family-friendly environment in the Pearl, and I appreciate your testimony because I think that underscores that it is becoming more and more family-friendly all the time. But this transportation plan really kind of, I think, unsnarls a lot of issues associated with sort of taking, you know, former rail yards and converting it into a vibrant sector of our economy and city. So it's still taking a while to catch up, I think, the transportation infrastructure. And I think this plan is a good, solid step towards helping us catch up and make it more balanced with bicycle and pedestrian needs these days, as well as vehicular needs. So I think it's a great plan. I look forward to those traffic lights at those right places, and hopefully, where appropriate, left turn yellows. Aye. This is a good plan, and I appreciate the focus Sam has brought to this since 2005, and the work of the community, particularly Patty Gardner, who I've had to work with on a number of projects in the Pearl as well. So it's a pleasure to see this come to fruition.
It's
Well, my number one request when I was running 4 years ago was to be in charge of neighborhood involvement, and I continue to relish that role because you're not in charge of neighborhood volunteers. You serve neighborhood volunteers, and thank you all for your service in this project. Citizen input gives so much value to everything we do, and I appreciate the staff at Transportation who have involved you in this project. Very, very happy to see these changes being brought forward. There are some very scary parts of the city to walk, to bike,